Welcome to Corazont Technologies, home of the Digital Executive Podcast. Welcome to the Digital Executive. Today's guest is Alex Carrillo. Alex Carrillo is the co-founder at Quantify. He specializes in helping companies expand and grow by combining a human element with technology to develop sales and strategic relationships. Born and raised in Los Angeles, California, Alex is a proud first-generation Mexican-American. His knowledge and appreciation of both American and Latino culture and fluency in English and Spanish has helped him to create multiple business opportunities in Mexico and in Latin America, often spearheading web initiatives and project development within these territories. Alex has tremendous experience in business development and in building strategic relationships between companies to collaborate on projects locally and abroad. He is a visionary in creating new business ideas or taking existing concepts and executing them with a clear plan of action and the ability to put together the perfect team. His high-caliber networks allow him to quickly and effectively tap into some of the best and most trusted resources across various industries and get the job done. Well, good afternoon, Alex. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Awesome, Alex. I appreciate you jumping on. I appreciate us conversing over the last several weeks, you know, with our mutual contact. So, Alex, I got some great questions for you, and I appreciate you jumping on, like I said, and we're going to just jump right into those right now. So, Alex, you've got quite the career in healthcare as a leader, entrepreneur, and now the co-founder at Quantify. Could you share with our audience the secret to your career growth and what inspires you?
To be honest with you, Brian, I don't think I have a secret. I mean, I think if I was going to say there's a secret or my formula, it's just been that I've been hungry since I've been a kid, right? So I've always looked for ways to get ahead in life. I wasn't a very good student. I didn't even finish high school, to be honest with you. And, you know, I just started to look for ways to make money. And I tried different things. I became an entrepreneur at a very young age, at 19. My last job was when I was 17 years old. And I just started to really find ways to make money and help my family. Healthcare just kind of fell on my lap. I met someone that was running a health insurance agency. They asked me for help. I went in there and I learned the business. And I can say it's been the one industry that I've been in the longest, which is 10 years now. And I can tell you that I've always been somewhat of an explorer where I go out and I look and I look and I look, but then I fall into my habits, right? So once I find something I really like, I just go deep in and I just drench myself in it. And healthcare did that to me because it was the one industry that I found that not only can you make a lot of money, but if you find the right company, if you find the right sector in healthcare, you can actually have a big impact in the community that you serve. So to me, that was a bigger calling than just the money, if that makes sense.
Sure. I appreciate the share on that. And like, you know, we both have shared some of the same stories in the healthcare space. We both been in healthcare quite a long time. So I appreciate you sharing that. And Alex, as you know, everybody globally has to make major shifts to adapt to this new normal in the pandemic. Could you share with us what you're doing to help your organization stay relevant in this economy?
Sure. So I'll start by saying this. When COVID became a thing where everyone started to say, okay, there's something going on here, which was around March. I remember that day clearly because I was going to go watch a soccer game and, you know, the game was still supposed to go on and all of a sudden it was canceled. And once that was canceled, to me, I'm like, okay, this is serious, right? Like they're canceling a game with 25,000 people the day of. This is something serious. And to be honest, I panicked. I wasn't sure what to do. You know, I grouped around with my business partners that evening. We were in the office. What's going to happen? And unfortunately, you know, we were facing something that not only we didn't know how to handle, but no one in the world, I think, knew how to handle it. We've gone through pandemics in the past, but nothing like this. And the fact that news travels so fast now, I think it became, you know, you were hearing things from all over the place. So it was definitely a shocker, especially having a startup with Quantify. We've been working on it for 2 years. And our thing was, we're going to launch in 2020. It's going to be awesome. And we started to talk about our product in February. This thing's happened in March. We're freaking out. We don't know what's going to happen. Our developers are freaking out. They're in the other side of the world. And, you know, our potential clients are like, we don't want to talk to you guys right now. You know, they're all in healthcare. They're like, we got people rushing into our clinics and our hospitals. So it was definitely a shocker. So what we did at that point, we said, look, let's just take a step back. And number one, let's figure out how to survive this, right? Because if we can't survive this, there's no business anymore. And that was really led by one of our co-founders, who's Dan Wang. He's our CFO. And he kind of put things into perspective and said, look, we just have to weather the storm. And we kind of just went head down, and honestly, it was somewhat of a, I don't want to say a blessing, but it helped us really focus on our product, because instead of us focus on selling, we're focused on how can we do better, how can we improve, and how can we provide a solution that adds value to our clients during this time. Our clients are healthcare organizations, IPAs, medical groups, Medicare Advantage companies, people that serve the senior population, the population that was being hit the hardest by COVID and still is. So we just went head down, started working on it. I think the one thing that kept us really relevant was that we kept in touch with our potential clients and even our partners ongoing, figuring out what's going on, how are they doing. And come July, we said, okay, let's try this one more time. And we started to talk to our clients. By that time, things had kind of, people had adapted to the new norm. They were picking up our calls, they were listening to us, and we started to sign up clients. So fortunately for us, we were able to really focus on our product, make it more relevant to the current market. And because everyone was working remote, we were able to provide them a tool that they can use from anywhere. And honestly, it just, I don't want to say again that it was to our benefit, but it did help us in the sense that now our clients are used to accessing our tool remotely. They're not asking us to come in and meet with them. They kind of like the fact that they can use us from anywhere, makes them more effective. It took quite a bit to pivot into this new norm, I would say.
Thanks for sharing. I really appreciate that, Alex. I know a lot of us had to overcome a lot of challenges through this pandemic, and some people just did it through a process, through people engagement, through innovation, through technology, all different ways to do it. So I appreciate your share. And Alex, are you leveraging any new or emerging technologies within your space? If not, maybe it's just a really cool app that you found helpful and you can share with our audience.
Not so much leveraging, because we've always been big on tech and applications. We've always used this, I call them the standards, right? The WhatsApp, the Slack, the Zoom. But I think during this pandemic, what became more relevant, people were more open to using it, right? So even our clients, because healthcare is one of those industries that's still kind of in the dinosaur stage to some extent, right? Where people are not used to doing Zoom calls, and they're not used to communicating through WhatsApp or Slack. So the fact that they were kind of forced to now made our lives a little bit easier. There is one app. I have some personal employees that work in out of Mexico. And one of the things that became a challenge was, well, how do you monitor them, right? And even though they're housed in a call center that's being managed with supervisors, et cetera, I still wanted a way to manage them. And someone did bring up an app called HubStaff. I use it every day. My staff logs in, they take screenshots. I can see what they're doing at any time. I can audit them. They clock in, clock out. It's a real cost-efficient app. If you have any remote staff, I mean, I highly recommend that application. I didn't know about it prior, and now it's kind of just a tool that we use for any employees that we have on board.
That's pretty cool. And again, the name of that app is, you said HubStaff?
Hub staff, HUB
Okay.
staff.
Great, great. Well, that's a great share. I'd not heard of that particular app. So, Alex, last question here. Everybody wants to know a little bit more about you. Can you share something from your career experience that would be helpful for those looking to grow their career in leadership or entrepreneurship?
That's a question that comes up quite a bit from different aspects, right? People always say, oh, how'd you do it? How'd you become a consultant? I don't have like a fancy answer. I tell people, and it sounds a little cliche, but I tell people, you got to show up. You just have to show up. I've been doing this right now as we're closing out this year. And I look back and I look at all my partnerships, my clients, the projects that I worked on. And none of those came about from any marketing or advertising. They all came about because I showed up. I showed up to a conference. I showed up to a meeting. I showed up to a dinner. I just showed up. And obviously, in this environment, it's a little bit different. That could look like, hey, just show up to that Zoom call, or show up to, have that introductory call, or connect with someone on LinkedIn. But that's what I did. I showed up. I talked to people. I kissed a lot of frogs. And the one thing I can say is that as you start to do that and you start to network and you're out there and you're having conversations, something's going to happen where things are going to start to click, right? You're going to meet some people, you're going to come across some individuals where things start to click and you say, this makes sense. This person feels right. This person doesn't feel right. And the biggest thing for me is you got to be true to yourself. Now, have I made mistakes? Absolutely. Have I made the wrong decisions? A thousand of them. I've partnered with the wrong people. I've engaged with the wrong clients. And after a while, you start to realize that not all money is good money, right? And not all clients are good clients, and not all partners are good partners. So you just have to stay true to yourself as you're out there. I think that's been my secret is I just go out, I work, I fall on my face, I get up, I learn from it. And I think the biggest takeaway that I always tell people is I said, look, it's a process. You're going to go out there, you're going to learn, you have to adjust, and you have to move on. But then when you look back, you have to be able to ask yourself, did I make the right adjustments from what I learned? And if you didn't make the right adjustments and you're continuing to make the same mistakes, then you really must ask yourself, it's a question about principles and perspective that you may need to adjust. And I'm not sure if that makes sense or not, but to me, that's how I look at things, right? And it's worked for me up to this point.
No, I think that's awesome, Alex. I appreciate the share. I know a lot of people will learn and gain something out of this particular podcast. So I appreciate you sharing those nuggets of wisdom. And Alex, I just want to let you know it was a pleasure having you on today. And I look forward to speaking with you real soon.
Awesome. Thank you, Brian. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Bye for now.